a smashing game to be around straight away.
I know, definitely. Yeah, top of the league will be a difficult task for us, obviously, but the lads so far in training have prepared really well. They're all looking really sharp, so hopefully it'll be a great result.
So what your impressions are of coming in here? Obviously, the season has been going very well, but what your impression coming in and seeing it the last little while?
Well, it's been, for League One side, there's a lot of quality in this team,
yeah.
And I'd be very surprised. Well, I mean, they're in and around it now. So come the end of the season, I have no doubts that they'll be in and around it or there, you know, finishing in the top two. But definitely there's a lot of quality in this side, and judging from what I've seen so far, I haven't seen a lot, but they've got a great chance.
They talk a lot here about finding people with the right personality to fit into what's going on, and I wonder what you sense about the sort of culture around the squad and the way that people work together. Is that something that comes across to you?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone's always out doing extras, always in the gym in the morning, always in the gym afterwards. So there's a real work ethic about this team, which is, well, it's not surprising, but it's good to see. It's refreshing to see.
So tell us about yourself and your sort of recent experiences.
Well, I've been to Yeovil this season. Went to Yeovil at the start of the season. That was really good. Really enjoyed that. And I've been on different loans. Been to, you know, Bristol Rovers and Dagenham and Redbridge, which they weren't so good loans for me. Didn't really play that often. Well, at all, really. But other loans I've been good at, and Bournemouth's been good. Been really good for me. So I just need to get out and play some games, really. I want to get, you know, hit the ground running and get some playing a good team, which is what it is here.
Yeah, I think probably going out on loan at one point, it was seems a bit of a thing that, you know, players didn't really want to do, but now you get different experiences that build you up, maybe. Is that what's happened to you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I would definitely say that the loans I've been on, good and bad, have helped me for the player I am now and for the person I am now. So I'd say they're definitely a good experience, most definitely.
And what are the messages you're getting from Sean O'Driscoll about what he wants from you immediately, and then potentially there's something in the long term?
Yeah, I mean, immediately, I don't think there's too much he needs to do to change the team or anything like that, really. I mean, I'm not expecting to come in here and start every game or even be in the squad for the first few weeks, because they're flying, you know. Why would he change it? But, you know, in the long term, you know, at the end of the season, maybe there might be something going for me. I'm not sure, but we'll see at the end of that, because I am up at the end of the year at Bournemouth, so.
Yeah. So without getting ahead of yourself, it is an opportunity for you to come out to any club at this point when you're near to the end of a contract to try and sell yourself to somebody else.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
You've been at a club where extraordinary things have happened in the last little while. It's been, you know, tremendous what's going on there. Just give us an idea of what it's like to be around a club where, you know, things that are happening now that couldn't have been dreamed of 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, I've been there since I was 12.
Yeah.
So I've really seen it go from, you know, struggling to get people through the gates to not even having a ticket for myself on match days. So there's been a real big demand for Bournemouth to be, and it's a great place to be. The place Bournemouth itself is, it almost needed a good team or as such to be there as well, to get the visitors down there, because it's a wonderful place to live and everything like that. So the club itself has gone just through the roof, really. I mean, everything around it's changed. Everything, they've got a new training ground. The facilities are brilliant now. So it really has gone from one extreme to the other very quickly. But I'm pleased for everyone there anyway.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, the manager's been saying to us, we're saying, why do you want to bring this guy in? You know, talking about the personality and saying, you know, somebody who's going to take an opportunity, because it must be in a way quite difficult to sort of drag yourself away from everything that's going on there and see something in the longer term like you might get here.
Well, I mean, when I first came through at Bournemouth, we were obviously in League One,
sure,
and I played a few games under a different manager.
Yeah.
Now they're in the Premiership. I haven't been around it for, you know, 3 years or so. So I think it may be about time for me to move on and to, you know, start progressing my career elsewhere. Just because, you know, I can't always wait around for an opportunity to be given to me.
No, it can take quite a mature person to say that sometimes, can't it? That's what I'm getting.
Well,
maybe that's why I was saying you shouldn't, but you know what I'm saying.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it does take a mature person to say those kind of things. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I need to eventually look after myself and start, you know, like I said, stop waiting for an opportunity and start maybe forcing an opportunity.